Welcome to The Grow Show, brought to you by Marty Grunder's Grow Group, where we specialize in helping landscaping companies to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grunder Landscaping Company. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays and are made possible with the support of Bob Yard. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show. Today we're going to talk about sales and specifically the timing of sales and some things that I think you need to be thinking about, things you need to avoid this spring that could crush your business, things I've seen in my 42 years of business experience running Grunder Landscaping and over 30 years as an industry consultant. But first, before we do that, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since grandchildren. I now have three of them, folks, as my daughter gave birth to a beautiful little girl today. Words can't express what some of you may have to look forward to or may already be experiencing. Maybe you already have grandkids. I feel so blessed, folks. My family means the world to me. It drives me to work harder so I can spend more money on them, to be blunt. Someday I will retire, not ready yet, don't want to yet, but someday I will retire and enjoy even more time with my family. Until then, I'm working out, trying to eat right, and making sure my health is good for a long time so maybe I can see all of them grow up and have children on their own, my little grandkids. Now on to this week's edition of The Grow Show. Before we talk about the spring schedule and the dangers that may be lurking, I want to remind you of something. Just a quick note, folks. About half of you watching right now are not subscribed to YouTube. Would you please go and subscribe? If you're getting value from The Grow Show, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. We would really appreciate it. Subscribe now. Now on to the sales schedule. I think now's the time to check your schedule, folks. And I think if your April and May are full right now, that's great, but that also can be very, very dangerous. And in all reality, a full spring schedule can lie to you because a full spring schedule does not necessarily equal a healthy business, folks. What happens to a lot of companies, I've seen this, they get busy and they stop selling. They take their foot off the gas. And then all of a sudden, July shows up, August shows up, September shows up, and they got a problem. We've got a problem. That's why you see so many companies in the green industry panic in midsummer. I've seen it over and over again. I remember close to 25 years ago, I was working with a little landscaper in New Jersey, real nice guy. He actually ended up going out of business, kind of a sad story. But he called me, and when we were doing our check-ins and everything, and I was coaching him, he said, "Oh, our backlog is awesome. I don't even know which way to go. It's incredible. We're just totally booked up." Well, I was learning as a coach, and I didn't ask, "How far out are you backed up?" Then we did a June call and he said, "Hey, I'm out of work next week. I don't know what to do." I said, "What do you mean you're out of work next week? You told me you were buried." I said, "Well, I thought I was buried and I was so busy doing all that work. I didn't realize we didn't have any work for July or August or September and the like." And wow, I just remember that. It's forged an impression on my mind the rest of my tenure as a consultant. And here's the reality, folks. The best landscaping companies are always selling 60 to 90 days ahead. And quite honestly, a lot of them are even a lot farther out than that. You think big outfits like Rupert and Landscape Workshop are just sitting there letting the schedule dictate to them what's going to happen? Heck no, they're not. Through the years at Grunder here, we've evolved into selling almost a year out. That's what it takes to really grow a business. And that's what we're going to talk about today in some fashion here. Because your schedule, it's not just a production tool, folks. It's a sales scorecard. When you're looking at that schedule board, it's telling you how far out you have work. It tells you exactly where you're at. Your backlog, that's future revenue that's already sold. What is that? Where are your gaps? Those are future problems you can already see coming when you look at this. And this all needs to be practical. You should be able to answer instantly. What does June look like? What does July look like? What do we have for August? What do we got for September? Winter pruning that we're going to need in January and February and retaining walls and so on and so forth. What do we have there? What do we got? What do we got for next spring? What projects are there? And here's the other thing, folks. If you're talking commercial maintenance, which a lot of companies are, then that's over a year out. As those accounts take time, you can't go out and sell that work in the spring and find $500,000 or $1 million worth of maintenance work like that. That's just not going to happen. That has to be sold in September or October of the prior year. And smart sales teams are out developing rapport with prospects even further in advance of that. We are constantly looking ahead. And I'll tell you, there's nothing better than when someone sells a job for the next year. That's not like, oh, well, yeah, don't worry about that. That's next year. That's great. That's putting you in control. And then you can really plan a job well that far out in advance. And I will say that if you don't like what you see 60 days out, I got to harp on this. That's not a production issue. That's a sales issue. So what does this look like operationally, Marty? Well, I'm glad you asked. This has to happen every single week, folks. The same day, the same time, the sales manager, the leadership team, we're reviewing the schedule. We're doing a sales meeting. And our leadership team, we're looking at that now. Nothing happens till someone sells something, folks. And we're looking at least 60 to 90 days out. The bigger your firm is, you should be looking out even farther than that. And quite frankly, even smaller firms that get in the habit of looking out further are way ahead of the game, but a minimum of 60 to 90 days. Now, what does good look like? I think in maintenance, you want that fully sold, contracted, all buttoned up. Enhancements, 4 to 6 weeks out, I think is doable. Design build, 6 to 10 weeks out, you should be looking at. Those numbers can move a little bit depending on your business, but you got to have some targets. There's got to be some goals. Because what we're really looking for here, ladies and gentlemen, is this. Where are the holes? Where are we overloaded? Where are we doing the right amount of work? Where don't we have work? Because not all backlog is good backlog, folks. You want the right kind of work. If it's all complicated hardscaping jobs, I don't want to say that's bad, but like your whole team probably can't execute on that. If it's a huge shopping mall that wants a large naturalized area cleaned out and wood chipped, like anybody on your team could do that, right? You want the right work at the right margin for the right clients. And when you look ahead and you see these gaps, I think the question needs to become, where do we go to get the work? And I think, quite frankly, this is where a lot of companies overcomplicate it, because there's really only three places to look for work. All right, there's only three places. First, existing clients. This is the fastest, highest ROI work that you have. They've already done business with you before. There's a real good probability they will do business with you again. Why? Because people do business with people they know, like, and trust. There's a relationship there. So the enhancements that you're showing them. And by the way, I've told this story many times. When I go to my doctor, I want my doctor to tell me everything I can do to live to be 116 and I can see my great grandchildren have children. Okay. All right. I want my landscaper to tell me what's possible for my property. I want you as a property manager. I want you, my landscaper, to make me look good in front of my boss. I don't want them to come in from Dallas and see three dead trees that we should have had replaced by now. Okay, so enhancements, add-ons on the residential side. I'm a yard nerd, man. Whatever you tell me to do in my yard, I'm going to do. Deferred work, work that maybe you want to do, but it doesn't fit up in the spring and you can get them to wait. Things like drainage issues. We have a whole bunch of drainage issues that we've been selling here in the spring when it's really wet, but spring is not a good time to put in drainage. July is, in August, when we have the openings in our schedule, but also that's when the ground is dry and you can trench that up and it just makes a lot nicer job. Plant replacements, outdoor living. Outdoor living, you can make an argument that kind of stuff can be done 12 months out of the season, no matter where you are. Seasonal color changeouts, pansies, putting in tulips. Again, those require planning. And then I think some of my favorite things to sell enhancements, particularly on the commercial side and even on the residential side, are safety issues. Heaved concrete, broken concrete. Maybe you have a subcontractor you can work with. Low limbs. I just sold a client $5,000 worth of lower limbs that our arborist is going to go in on a Saturday and cut down. It's marked up 30%. All I had to do was make a phone call. We got it done. Client's going to be happy. We're going to make a little bit of money. And we work with Bartlett Tree on that. Great subcontractor, by the way. If you have one in your area, tell them Marty sent you. Holes in the lawn that could be fixed this fall. Shrubs that enable bad actors to hide and the like. Safety issues are kind of non-negotiable. Like, somebody's got to find money in the budget for that, folks. So here's the deal. Your next best job is usually sitting on a property that you already service. And quite frankly, I think a lot of us are too damn lazy or disorganized to do this. So get out there with your phone, start taking pictures, all right? Pretend that you don't want a client to point anything out to you. What do you see on that property? And start putting bids in for stuff that maybe you can do 90 days from now when you get through your spring rush and you can plug that in. You need the work, go get it. So that's the first thing, existing clients. The second thing that I find a lot of companies overlook, I've even caught my own team overlooking this, is unsold opportunities. Maybe you did the front yard and you quoted the backyard. They're real happy with you, but nobody's followed up just to say, hey, would you like for me to come over and walk around and we talk about that backyard? You'd be amazed. There aren't too many landscapers that are calling their clients, folks. I'm still trying to find a handyman at my house. I can't find one. If one presented itself to me, I'd hire them. Do some outward bound calls. Go meet with your people and see them. Show them old proposals. A dormant lead. Maybe it's one that they ghosted you. Well, try them again with a phone call. Send them an email. Those are the worth thinking about it, people, okay? I think many times we don't necessarily need more leads. You need to go back and close what's already there. Re-engage with them. Rescope it if you have to. Maybe you cut some things out. Maybe you see it a little bit different way. Maybe you saw a new proven winner's perennial. I mentioned one on a prior grow show, Allium Serendipity, which isn't necessarily new, but it's a great performer here in Ohio. Everybody should have a couple, I think. If you know your numbers, you can even discount it to get them to move on it, all right? Create a sense of urgency. That's the salesman's best friend. A legitimate urgency, though, folks. Like, seeding has a window. You don't seed in June, okay? But in Ohio, in mid-August, that's prime time for seeding when it's dry. And you get cooler nights coming up, and the seed tends to do really, really well. Planting has a preferred window. Bulbs have a window to get them in. A holiday is a window that somebody wants something done before Thanksgiving. Somebody wants something done before July 4th. Somebody wants something done before Memorial Day. A wedding is a sense of urgency, a window to work in. The pending winter, getting it done before, like I mentioned before, a dry July for drainage and trenching. And then the final one here is new work. But this has got to be targeted, and you should know where they're at. Maybe there's general contractors you can talk to, home builders, particular neighborhoods where you already have a presence. Get door hangers out. We're still canvassing neighborhoods with door hangers after 42 years, folks, and it works. We're not just out there selling anything to anyone. We're still screening. We still have an ideal client. We know where we want to go, but we're filling specific holes. If I need 2 weeks of work in July, I'm looking for that exact type of job that fits that gap right now. A drainage job would fit in there. A patio would fit in there. Clearing out an area of some brush and turning into a landscape area would fit in there. Grading, anything that the dry weather would help and the heat of July doesn't have an impact on it. In other words, we don't just go sell. We're not just out there willy-willy throwing everything on there. We know who our ideal client is. We know what our service offerings are. We don't take on building a pool. When we do a pool on the residential side, we have a subcontractor that we work with. They do a fantastic job. We're not going to say, well, we don't have any work. I've watched them build enough pools. I think we can do it. Let's try it. No, that's a disaster. All right. That we're not talking about freelancing to that point. All right. We're filling specific holes with services that we're comfortable offering that we know we make money off of. And I think this is where the best companies separate themselves, folks. They don't just fill holes. They match demand to capacity based on the season. They're thinking about what kind of work makes sense right now. What kind of work can you do in July? And it's April right now. Think. Conversely, in northern markets, winter's not dead time. It's just different work. For us up here in Ohio, it's retaining walls, it's hardscapes, it's brush clearing, it's winter pruning, it's snow and ice services. If your crews are sitting in January, that's not a weather problem. That's a planning problem. You got to start selling that stuff now in April and May to push it there. You got to try to sell that work. In southern markets, there is a time I've come to understand where the turf slows down growing. You still have those crews. That creates capacity, right? That's when you can lean into construction work, maybe a bigger enhancement job, higher revenues. I even know of some contractors that have been helping general contractors clean up job sites. And the more experience you have at this and you start planning and you start looking at things this way, I think the better you get at seeing this coming. And you start to understand what fits horticulturally, what fits operationally, what fits financially, and when. And here's the key. This isn't just operations. This is called sales leadership. This is what your sales manager should be focused on. But also you as the owner, if you're the sales manager or you're small enough, you don't have it, you should be looking at this. There should be a plan. You should look at each month and say, okay, what kind of work do we need next January? What kind of work do we need next February? Who are the people that I could sell it to? Where can I go? selling summer work in the spring is a good thing. And honestly, you should already be selling next spring right now. How many people do you have come to you right now and say, oh, I'd like a spring cleanup, and you tell them it's June, and it's a job that you're salivating over, but you have to tell them they got to wait till July, and they tell you no. Well, sign them up now for next year, all right? You're not just building a schedule, you're engineering a year. You're trying to get out, if you're watching me on the YouTube version, you're trying to get out of this up and down stuff, folks, the ebbs and flows. You're trying to level out revenue, all right? And again, you're engineering a year. So now what happens when you see a hole? This is where companies mess up. They panic, they discount, they take on bad work, they blame marketing, they blame everybody but themselves. That's not the move, folks. What you do is you see it as a potential issue 90 days out from now, and you mobilize sales immediately. And really smart owners and leaders that are listening and watching to me right now, you go and jump in yourself. You don't just demand everybody to do it, you do it. And you assign responsibility, you increase activity. Maybe you have a daily 10-minute huddle to see who's sold work to fill up October, because we have no work in October, and you push on it. You activate your enhancement push. You call on the phone, or you visit your top 20 or 30 or 50 companies and clients that you work with. You walk properties, you do an audit, you create work, you adjust your messaging, you promote the services that fill in the gaps that you actually have, and you tighten up your close rate. Faster follow-up, better proposals, clear next steps, because hope, ladies and gentlemen, hope is not a sales strategy, activity is. And this is where enhancements really become powerful. Enhancements are your ultimate shock absorber, if you will. They fill gaps quickly, they can carry strong margins, and they deepen relationships with your clients. They think very positively of you. You're showing them how to make their property look its best. You're showing them how their commercial property can be safer. You're showing how their landscaping can actually be a marketing piece of it. This is how great companies smooth out the year. So here's the takeaway this week on The Grow Show. Spring being full is not the goal. A full, profitable, predictable year with jobs scheduled for the rest of the year, that's the goal. So maybe this week, time to take a deep breath, get over yourself, and don't be so impressed that you're so buried. Like, how far out are you buried? Where do you got work to? You got to learn to look ahead. Don't be like my client 25 years ago that was so focused on the work at hand, he didn't think about July, August, September, October. And this isn't the entire reason that he went out of business, but he just never was a good planner. You've got to get on your schedule, and you got to own that. And you've got to sell the future now. And if this is an area where your company struggles, and for most companies it is, this is exactly the kind of stuff that we work in our virtual sales boot camps. Selling enhancements, managing your pipeline, and putting some goals up for others to see and update them regularly. Training your team to sell proactively. That's what we're building in May. So if you want to get better at this, our VSB coming up May 13th and 14th will help you do that. We're going to put on Landscape Pro sales training, virtual sales training. Trust me, we will help you. You can watch it with your sales team together. It's a bargain, folks, at $599. It really is. It's for owners, sales managers, sales pros, business developers, account managers, quite frankly, anyone selling work. I think even if you are a plumber and you're trying to sell work, we can help you. Even a brand new person you are trying to get onboarded, there's value in this event. Trust me, just join us. You'll get a lot out of what we do, I promise you. And then on July 8th and 9th, we have a follow-up session, another virtual event for sales managers that's equally awesome. Please join us. If you have any questions, reach out to us at grow@growgroupinc.com. We do limit the attendance of this event, and we are already close to 50% full. So don't dilly-dally around if you want to help with your selling efforts. Sign up today. Get your team lined up. Get it on the calendar. The link to learn more and sign up is in the show notes, and you can also find it on our website at www.growgroupinc.com. I hope I woke you up a little bit on this week's edition. You're looking for the holes in your schedule, and you're not going to get caught in a bad spot here come July. Be proactive. Go out and get the work done now. Go get it sold. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, take out your phone right now and forward this episode to someone on your team, maybe a landscape sales pro you know, or any landscape pro you know, and tell them all about The Grow Show. Thanks for joining us this week on The Grow Show. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Grow Show, and thank you to Bob Yard for their support of this episode. Visit growgroupinc.com for more resources to help your landscaping company succeed. We'll talk to you next week.